This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the pregame lineup card. Well, who is going to be the Twins All-Star this season? And why is Cleveland not coming back to the pack? Let's see what some of the numbers say. Here's Chris.
All right, thank you very much. It's time once again to talk with Mike Petriello from MLB.com. You can find him on X and at the All-Star Game. You can watch him as he will be part of the coverage once again of the Home Run Derby. And let's just start with the All-Star Game, Mike. It's been a hot topic of conversation, who the Twins' representative will be. There are so many factors that go into this, and so often the most deserving player isn't even the one who necessarily gets the nod. But how do you see this shaking out? You spend a lot of time looking at this stuff.
Yeah, I do. For the last couple of years, I've put out my own informal all-star roster. You have to follow the rules, right? Every team gets one representative. And I have to say, I think this has cleared up a little bit. At first, I thought it would be Ryan Jeffers because he got off to such a great start. And now I'm more convinced than ever it's going to be Carlos Correa, despite the fact that the American League has two all-world shortstops in Bobby Witt Jr. and Gunnar Henderson. And then you look at what's behind them. Well, Jeremy Pena's had an okay year. Anthony Volpe got off to a great start, but really hasn't hit at all. Bo Bichette is injured, hasn't had a great year. And meanwhile, as I certainly don't need to tell you, Carlos Correa is having one of the best years of his career. And I think it gets overshadowed because of Henderson, because of Bobby Witt. They're going to find a way to get him on the team because he's deserving, not only because he's having a great year, because he's the best Twins candidate.
Yeah, and there are other Twins who've had great years. I think Griffin Jacks, we've talked about ad nauseum. Willie Castro's having a great year, but he's not the type of guy positionally who's going to end up in that sort of a role. Too many great closers for Duran, more than likely, and too many starters with crazy low ERAs probably for a guy like Joe Ryan. Is that fair?
Yeah, I thought about Joe Ryan. I mean, you think about the guys who aren't going to make the team in the American League, keeping in mind there's always guys who get hurt or pitch the last day and drop off and more guys get on. So Ryan could sneak on to that way. But I am actually really glad you brought up Willie Castro, because I thought about him too. You're right, he's not going to make it. Guys with that profile rarely ever do. But you could make a case that he's the most valuable player on the Twins in the first half of the season, which is wild to think about the path he's made. He won't get there, but it's a good reminder. You don't have to be an all-star to be an all-star.
Yeah, that's very well said, even though it makes literally no sense in a literal sense. But let's turn our attention to a very interesting topic, the Cleveland Guardians. We're not going to see them for a while. They're still leading the division. They're having a dynamite year. And everybody kept saying, it's unsustainable. They'll fall back. But this is a team that every time we run into a team that has just seen them, the guys just look at us with their eyes big and say, yeah, that club's got something special.
Yeah, and if you look at the offense, the way they've done this is really, really fast. Team traditionally that has not had a lot of power. They have a very few strikeouts. They always make contact. And when that works, as it did 2 years ago, it works great. And last year, it just didn't work. The balls weren't finding any grass. And so what happened was, yeah, they had the lowest strikeout rate. That's great. But the fewest home runs and the lowest hard hit rate. And they ended up only scoring the fourth fewest runs in baseball. Like, that's no way to win in modern baseball. And then didn't really make any big moves this offseason. They went and got Austin Hedges, who's a defense first catcher. And if you look at what's happened so far this year, they have the fifth lowest strikeout rate, but the 10th most homers, and they're now in the top 10 in runs scored. And if you look at what's happened, it's not about new players. It's very specifically about them saying, we want to hit the ball harder, we want to swing faster, and we want to go for power. Stephen Kwan, of all people, and I quote, we are focusing on bat speed and exit velocity. We are recalibrating to tap into the power side. And they're still not exit velocity kings. They're not rating well in hard hit or anything like that, but they're starting to hit for some power. And it's really about a team-wide change in offensive approach that just making contact is not the point of going up to the plate.
Yeah, and when we went back to spring training, there's a great piece about how they wanted to strike out more. And that was literally what they said from the top on down. But what they've been able to do, which I think the Twins have actually aped of late. If you look at the Twins month to month, the strikeouts have been going way down. 100 fewer strikeouts in June than they had in March and April. But the home runs have gone up. And these two teams are both proving that you don't have to necessarily strike out to still inflict damage. Twins way up there in doubles. The home runs are a very healthy number, and yet they're striking out at a very normal amount as opposed to last year when they struck out at an extraordinary rate.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. I think the lesson there is that you don't want to be an extreme in either direction. You obviously don't want to lead the league in strikeouts. I don't think you want to have the fewest strikeouts in the league, because that means you're not going up there with the intent to do damage. And Stephen Kwan, of all people, light hitting 5'10" or whatever, Stephen Kwan has added 165 points of slugging percentage. We talk about, is he going to hit 400? He's not going to hit 400. And what he's done is he's dropped his ground ball rate from 45% to 35%. He's starting to pull the ball in the air. He's never going to be an Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, exit velocity guy. It's just not the way he's built. But if you go up there with the intent to do damage, then what that does is it insulates you a little bit from the luck and the ups and downs of hoping that your weekly hit batted ball isn't fielded by a fielder. And I think that's a huge part of the changes they've made this year.
Well, I will tell you this. I'm very much looking forward to the Twins and Cleveland and all the games they still have left on the schedule, because I think the two teams are a lot more similar than they are different. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun down the stretch. We'll send it back to the studio.
All right. Thanks to Chris and Mike for that. Cleveland, yeah, with 95 homers this season already. They only hit a total of 124 last year. The Twins can worry about the Guardians later. Their focus tonight is the guy starting for Detroit. That's going to be the focus of our Twins storyline here on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.